I'll just speak in English now, and then next one in Hungarian. One rule of parikrama is that when Vaishnavas go on parikrama, they never speak anything that's not in relation to Krishna. So they don't talk. They don't have any type of frivolous talk. They don't. They don't just chat. And always in Mayapur, Vrindavan, then at least cultured people look to see how much we're also maintaining culture, which means that men are in the front, ladies behind, the men aren't talking to the women aren't talking to the men. It's not, unfortunately, it's sort of deteriorating, but when Srila Prabhupada was here, Prabhupada didn't even want husband and wife talking to each other in public on the ISKCON campus. What to speak of anybody else. Anyway, but that's the standard, whatever people are doing. This is Balal Digi. Digi means lake. It was a lake. Now it's just rice paddy fields. And Balal refers to Balal Sen. Balal Sen was the king I mentioned. He was the king during the time, some hundreds of years prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Jayadeva Goswami was residing in Navadvip. And Tan's name was Lakshman Sen. And Lakshman Sen excavated this lake in the name of his father, Balal Sen. Over, maybe that pink, I don't know, that pink building, or things have changed, is where Murari Gupta's house was. And Murari Gupta's temple is also there with Lakshman, Sitaram, and Hanuman deity. Murari Gupta's incarnation of Hanuman. But prior to this being excavated by Lakshman Sen, this was also previous age when Prithu Maharaj was leveling the earth because it was too mountainous. And at that time, he came here to Navadvip, and he recognized that Navadvip was the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So in order to do some seva for the residents here, he then actually dug out this lake. So it's also called Prithukund. So this was originally from previous age, Prithukund, and then it was re-excavated again. And then right over there, where that wall is, with the paintings on it, that's where Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur's house is, where we're going. And then there's also his samadhi is there, and then his bhajan kutir is there, and then Radhagiridhari deities that he established, and also Radhakund and Shamakund, which he excavated, not the Radhakund and Shamakund of Navadvip that corresponds to Braj. That's on the other side of the river, far away. But these are Radhakund and Shamakund that Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur realized through his own personal bhajan. And therefore he invoked their presence, along with, he created a Govardhan hill that you'll see, which he brought a whole truckload of shilas from Giriraj, from Braj. And out of those he created a little hill, a little Giriraj hill. There's also the samadhi of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is also there on the bank of Radhakund. So we'll go there. But this is a very beautiful place. One of the places in Mayapur that hasn't changed over the last 30, 40 years. It's always been like this, except that that road hasn't been actually there. You had to go through. That road goes to Murari Gupta's temple, and that back there, that's the village of Mayapur. So from the road, from Yoga Pit, going back there, it just goes along the road. That's the village of Mayapur, and which Bhaktivinoda Thakur cites different scriptural sources. How also in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vidura is going on pilgrimage, it's described that he went to Mayapuri or something like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that that's referring to the fact that Vidura also came to Mayapur. Lord Balaram came on pilgrimage. He also came here when he was touring. Just that way, quite a bit that way, is Mayamari Math. Maybe we'll get to go there, I don't know. Mayamari Math is where another demon, Mayasura, lived, after whom the village was named. And he used to cause trouble to the locals. So when Lord Balaram came here to Mayapur, then the Brahmins asked him to kill the demon. So they had a big fight in this field, and that field is called Mayamari Math. The Math, the place where the demon Mayi was killed. Maya was killed. So let's go in there before it gets dark, and then we'll see Samadhi of Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur and other things.